Gallatin Pike in East Nashville is a busy road full of old tire shops, fast food chains, and mom-and-pop stores. It's probably not featured on the city's tourism brochures. But Nashville writer Joe Nolan started finding and photographing little bits of beauty along the road that most drivers wouldn't notice at 40 miles an hour. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner about the artsy graffiti, murals, and other flourishes of character that make Gallatin Pike groovy and gorgeous.
After Joe Nolan moved to Englewood in East Nashville a few years ago, his girlfriend began to point out the artistic elements along Gallatin Pike.
We've had a lot of discussions about how Gallatin Pike may seem less than picturesque to the average person just driving through the neighborhood. But when you live there, you really do start to notice, like, this entrepreneurial, anything goes kind of spirit. It's not so much that we need to change this street or, you know, fix this neighborhood or whatever. We can change our own perceptions of these places and see them more clearly for the often beautiful, you know, funny, absurd, interesting places that they already are.
His photographs capture things like a giant mural of an underwater scene on a building and ironic neon bar signs. But what first caught his eye was a historic marker near a railroad.
There's a Daughters of the American Revolution plaque that is commemorating this old, old road that would have been crossing Gallatin. It was such a weird little plaque, and I'd never seen it before because when you're driving, it's just too small and you're not going to see it. But when I found that plaque, I began to realize that this is going to be like a scavenger hunt.
For example, there's a cartoon vaguely reminiscent of Roy Lichtenstein painted on the side of a bar, and a poster of the King of Hearts that's been wheat-pasted to a utility box next to Walmart.
There's graffiti all over, you know, the abandoned buildings and whatnot, and even the places that aren't abandoned. There's another piece that I took a photo of that's just the head of a boy with these rabbit ears. That turns out that was by an artist in Chicago who uses that image a lot. And after I found out who he was, I started finding his images all over the city.
Not all of Nolan's photographs capture intentional artwork. One shows a slew of open house signs tied to a post on the side of the road.
All the signs had been blown in every direction, so you have these arrows pointing all over the place, open house, up and down and left and right, and all the balloons are deflated and all their little strings are just like this like frayed confetti. It was a better comment on, you know, the craziness of the real estate situation on the east side than I could have written, frankly.
So the east side is obviously changing rapidly. Did you get a sense that you are documenting these things that might be gone in a year?
Mm-hmm. It's just really strangely poised between the place that it's been for decades and the place that it may or may not be becoming, whatever that is. In a sense, it just felt like an important time to capture it, you know, as it is now.
And even since taking these photos, several of the sites have already changed. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Simon.